Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Russians have also been fleeing their home country since Russia invaded Ukraine. Sanctions are squeezing the Russian economy, and there's been a crackdown on Russians opposed to the war. Those fleeing include journalists and academics who've gone to Armenia, Georgia, and other countries that do not require them to have a visa. NPR's Peter Kenyon met two Russian journalists in Istanbul. Their news service channel suspended its operations after government pressure earlier this month, and they left quickly.
TV Rain was one of the few remaining independent outlets that called Russia's invasion of Ukraine what it was, angering a government that was threatening journalists with up to 15 years in prison for reporting, quote, fake news about what Moscow calls its special military operation. Now the channel is off air, staff and journalists escaping to wherever they can. 32-year-old Dmitry Varlamov taps an unlit cigarette in an Istanbul cafe as he recalls finishing the evening news earlier this month when a security guard told them he'd received a call saying special police forces were heading toward the station. He and his colleagues ran down to the street where they decided to get out of the country. Varlamov ran to a nearby friend's house with no idea how he'd get out.
So at the moment I was really scared. Maybe I even panicked. Yes, I barely could speak. I cannot properly express my thoughts. So my good friends, they bought me a ticket. They opened their notebook and bought me a ticket. They took a taxi to my home. I have maybe 20 minutes to grab my things, take a shower, the last shower in Moscow. Then I went to the airport.
27-year-old Sonia Groisman found her career interrupted that night as well. She had only recently returned to TV Rain after another outlet she worked for was declared undesirable, and she was labeled a foreign agent, a designation that brings intense scrutiny from security agencies. Groisman says she was in that group with Varlamov huddled on the street.
That night, I took my, 10 kilograms suitcase, packed all my life in it, and I realized that it may be the last day for I don't know how much time. When I saw my lovely apartment. But it's worth it. I believe that everything we did worth it, and now we can continue what we did before.
Since last summer, Groisman has been hosting a podcast called Hi, You're a Foreign Agent, and says TV Rain's journalism will continue as well. She says there are theories about why Russian President Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. Some think he's read too much propaganda. But she says maybe there's a simpler explanation.
But maybe the most obvious reason is just he trying to keep his power, to close country, to shut up all the independent voices. Russia is turning to the most hated country in the world.
They haven't given up on returning, but Varlamov says even if he did go back and wasn't arrested, he doesn't think he can work as a journalist in Russia right now. Besides, he says, he covered the Russian economy, which is under heavy pressure from international sanctions. He wonders if this will be Putin's legacy.
I think that Putin just destroyed everyone's hope. He destroyed careers, a lot of people's. He destroyed businesses. And I'm talking about Russia. And in Ukraine, he destroyed lives.
Dmitry Varlamov and Sonia Groisman, two of the tens of thousands of Russians fleeing to nearby countries. In their case, with hopes that they'll be able to find a way to resume informing Russians about their country's invasion of Ukraine. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.